I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is with the Pasatiempo, which is the Friday arts magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. He's with us just about every Friday speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Good morning.
So what's happening this weekend?
All kinds of stuff is happening this weekend. First of all, today is National Sourdough Bread Day.
Stop the presses.
And tomorrow is National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. So around midnight, if now, you make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich on sourdough bread, you're killing two birds with one stone.
Yeah, and having a nice midnight snack.
Yeah.
How did they? Are there only 365 possible events, or do some of them double up?
A lot of them double up.
Yeah.
A lot of them double up. Well, you know, all of these holidays are created by the industry to kind of make you buy more of their products anyway.
National Needle Nose Vice Grip Awareness Day.
Right. Like, this is also National Soy Foods Month. So you can kind of guess who sort of put that together.
And then there's, Festering Boils Awareness Month and things.
This is also a National Soft Pretzel Month, just so you know. Anyway, there's all kinds of stuff going on. I wanted to first give folks an update on DJ, the Pitbull Mix, who's still looking for a home.
The Pitbull Mix is still looking for a home?
Is still looking for a home, but not this weekend, but next weekend. On Saturday, April 9th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Petco on Cerrillos Road, right there at St. Michael's, the Companion Animal Alliance is going to have an adopt-a-thon. There's going to be 6 adoption groups. There's going to be so that includes dogs and cats, and DJ will be there.
Excellent.
As will 2 more pit bull mixes who are also very nice doggies. Rocky and Phoenix are their names.
Those are good names.
That's not this weekend, that's next weekend. And I will probably be hanging out there with the dog if anybody wants to come and say hey.
I mean, before we get to really speaking of the arts, can you just tell us 1 or 2 fine qualities of this animal?
1 or 2 fine qualities of this animal. He is very loving. He's a snuggler. He's good with kids. He's really good with kids.
Excellent.
And other dogs. And he's kennel trained. That's 3 things.
That's, I mean, 3 good things.
Yeah, so that's not this Saturday, but next Saturday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at College Plaza right there in front of Petco at Cerrillos and St. Michael's. On to the arts.
On to the arts.
And arty type things. This is going to be fun, the White Trash Monologue.
Yes, we had Deb on yesterday talking about that.
She's fun.
She's fun and she's great and it's her first, I think it's her first foray into acting and she's really stepped up.
Yeah, it's her first sort of, I'm sure she's written scripts before, but this is the first one that she's actually put on the stage.
The whole thing.
And, you know, I interviewed her last week. There's a story in today's Pasatiempo, but I always get nervous when I interview people with like a psychiatric background because I'm like, what are they thinking? What are they thinking of me? Are they picking me apart? So, you know, but she's the script is very funny. I haven't seen any auditions. But I've read the script. It's a funny monologue,
and she
has a lot to say. I mean, it's sort of one of these things where at the end of it you go, wow, I thought my family had problems, but she's risen above it all, and it's going to be a great play. And I believe it runs for 2 weekends, right? I think it runs for 2 weekends. And if I can
check your Pasatiempo.
Check your Pasatiempo,
ladies and gentlemen.
Right, but the opening night is tonight. At the Rayar Performance Center at 7:30 p.m. And you can call 982-8309 to get more information and tickets. And see page 24 in today's Pasatiempo for other show times and an interview. What else is happening? I don't know. Gosh, there's so much. It's such a beautiful day. You know, it's supposed to get up to like 80 degrees this weekend. And then Sunday it's supposed to snow. Yeah.
80.
And then Sunday it's supposed to snow. So welcome to New Mexico.
Welcome to New Mexico.
But that means that on Saturday, everybody should go out to the farmer's market because it's going to be a beautiful day.
Indeed.
And they've backed their hours up. They're now in spring hours. They're open from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturdays. All right.
So the Second Street Brewery, I got a note from David Barsanti, who's one of the many fine, fine DJs on KSFR. And they are at the Second Street Brewery Rail Yard for a Fela Afrobeat dance party tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. Free admission with video projectionist Greg Weiss, drummers Al Fate and Sean Woodyard, and many more. So Afro-Funk, Spinifex is the name. I guess Spinifex is the name of the dudes.
Yeah, Spinifex. Cool beans.
Yep.
Speaking of pubs and beer and stuff like that, Now, it doesn't have a name yet, but the space that was formerly known as the Santa Fe Brewing Company Pub and Grill is reopening.
I've heard. I think from you last week.
Last week, yeah. But their first show there is going to be on Saturday, April 2nd at 7:30 p.m. The infamous String Dusters. If you're into some
infamous String Dusters are awesome.
Yeah.
They're crazy.
I heard
them there about 3 years ago.
Well, they're going to christen the space, rechristen the space, I guess you could say, and at 7:30 p.m. You can get tickets at the Lenzic, ticketsantafe.org, 988-1234. I don't know if they've really figured out what the name of this place is going to be yet, but it looks promising. It looks like the venue is going to sort of turn around.
Yeah, the infamous String Dusters play bluegrass, and they do that, among other things, that really tight a cappella harmony from time to time, mm-hmm. which I love.
Yes. Yeah. And there's
and
what?
They play very well.
There's at least six of them when they tour. So
yeah.
there's a lot of harmony to be had.
Lot
but they do
harmony.
They do a lot of traditional and sort of new grass stuff. So
yep.
Go check that show out, 7:30 p.m. Saturday, April 2nd at the Pub and Grill, which is out there. It's what? On Fireplace off Highway 14.
Off Highway 14.
So that's going to be fun.
So you go down Cerrillos, and instead of turning off to go to Albuquerque, you go straight.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, you can still stop in at the tasting room if you want, but the businesses are sort of unrelated in that sense. There's still a lot of openings that are happening tonight. Blue Rain Gallery over there at Lincoln Avenue is having a Preston Singletary is having a show of his glass sculpture from 5 to 7 p.m. And that's today only.
Okay.
So go and check that out. Eggman and Walrus Art Emporium over there at 130 West Palace Avenue, just right up the street from the old Palace restaurant. I think it's across the street, actually. No, it's the same side of the street. Blow Up, paintings by Stephanie, and if I pronounce your name wrong, Stephanie, I apologize. Plikta, reception from 5:30 to 9 p.m., and that's through April. Also on Palace Avenue, Manitou Galleries is having a reception from 5 to 7:30 tonight. Landscapes by Douglas Eggard, Harry Green, and Fran Larson. And that's up through April 15th. This one's really cool. Santa Fe Complex. Systems, biology, and nanoscience.
Yes.
Yes.
That's crazy. And you better register because it's really hard to get into that. Everybody wants to go.
Everybody wants to go.
I love Santa Fe. Everybody wants to go to Systems, Biology, and Nanotechnology Art Exhibition.
Oh, it's great.
You can't sell out a heavy metal concert.
No.
Maybe
no.
you can.
And this is a cool one also, and it's along the same lines of sort of blending art and science. Dr. Woohoo is having a show from Pixels to Prints in the main entry hall of the Santa Fe Community College. There's a reception from 7 to 9 p.m. tonight, and that's up through April 15th. I interviewed Dr. Woohoo, and there's a story in today's Pasa Tiempo. This guy does some amazing stuff. You know what generative art is?
No.
It's kind of like art that's created. Well, the definition in the story is much better. But imagine writing code that creates random patterns that aren't necessarily random, and then turning that code into something visual that you can actually see. So Dr. Woohoo is sort of combines art and computer science and code and design, and he made my cover for my phone, actually.
He made a cover for your iPhone, which is very cute and semi sort of William Blake psychedelic-ish.
Sort of, but his work is very interesting. It's hard to explain. Read the story. Let him explain it. That's today's Pasa Tiempo.
The Santa Fe Indian School and the Lenzic are presenting moccasins and microphones, and we did a show about that on Wednesday, which was great fun. And it's at 5 o'clock on Sunday, Modern Native Storytelling Through Performance Poetry. And I must say that these people are some of the best poets ever. It was such a wonderful... They have a CD, which is great, and they've been working for years. So some of the people in this performance are seniors at the Indian School, and they've been doing it since they were in the 7th grade. And so they have become absolutely wonderful performers and poets. And so... It's a must-see. There's probably not going to be anything like it again for a long time because this spoken... They've been on NPR. They've traveled the world. They've been to the Balkans. They've done all these things. And a lot of them are graduating now. So this is the big moment where they're going to do this performance, and it's on Sunday at the Lenzic at 5.
Well, will there be a new stable of performers in the future? Is this program...
The program is ongoing, but I think it's reached a kind of pinnacle moment. And not to say it'll go downhill, because it will continue.
It's just that this particular stable of students...
Yeah.
Right. They're ready.
They're ready, and they're doing it.
Awesome. What else? Oh, there's a slide presentation on Saturday at 5 p.m. at the Travel Bug over there in Paseo de Peralta called... it's a Tibet Eco Tour. It's all about Tibet ecotourism, and that sounds pretty cool. That's at 5 p.m. on Saturday.
Yeah, we did that on the air, too.
It's Mary Coulter weekend. Did you know this?
Yes.
Do you know a lot about it? I know this is what I know, is that there's a bunch of events. Mexico History Museum and the La Fonda celebrate the architect who designed several Fred Harvey hotels and did much more. There's a reception tonight at 6 p.m. at the La Fonda. Tickets are hefty. They're up there, but there's Saturday lectures and a Harvey House-inspired dinner also. I believe tickets are available at the Lensic.
Okay.
So you can buzz over there at 988-1234 or go online to ticketsantafe.org.
Mary Coulter was an architect and designer.
Yes.
Who did stuff that is still at the Grand Canyon, did stuff that is in... She worked on some of the parts of La Fonda. She had a really great influence on Santa Fe and on the Southwest. And is, I guess, very well known within architectural circles. I hadn't heard about her until we did the show on her, and is really quite an important figure in design in the Southwest.
Right. She's basically responsible for a lot of the things that you see around you that speak to Santa Fe style.
Yep.
Let's see, what else? Cathedral Artist Gallery is having an opening on Sunday. Over there on Cathedral Place, it's a group show of paintings, sculpture, photographs, and jewelry. There's a reception from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday, and proceeds benefit the Santo Niño Regional School. And what else? Oh, Breakfast with O'Keefe. Margaret Wood, a companion to O'Keefe, discusses the artist from 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. on Monday over there at the O'Keefe Museum on Johnson Street. The small ticket price includes a continental breakfast and museum admission. You can get more information, I'm sure, at the website or by calling 946-1000. What else is going on? Oh, this is pretty cool. Rory Block is going to be performing. You know who Rory Block is?
Folk singer?
Blues.
Blues, okay.
Blues. East Coast singer-songwriter who is basically, it's her mission to sort of preserve the artistry and promote blues music. And just sort of to preserve its roots and where it comes from. She does a lot of instruction and a lot of performance, and she's going to be performing at the Santa Fe Performance Exchange, which makes a lot of sense, at that nonprofit at 7:30 p.m. on Thursday, April 7th. She's going to be... She's been doing this since 1967. She knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
So go and check that out. Tickets, again, are available at the Lensic, so that's pretty cool.
I got a note from a reflexologist. They're giving a reflexology demonstration tomorrow from 1 to 2 at the New Mexico Academy of Healing Arts. And Jim Williams will give a talk and demonstration followed by some free treatments for whoever shows up.
Neat.
Yeah.
Hey, Japan, Santa Fe Gin Cultural Festival.
Oh, is that coming up?
That is, I believe, this weekend.
Huh.
Festival takes place Saturday, April 2nd at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center on Marcy Street. 12 and under, no charge. There is a small admission fee. Donations are welcome. Admission fees and donations are going to be donated directly to the Japanese Red Cross in response to all of the horrible things that are happening over there right now. But there's tons of events. If you go to santafegin.org, you can find a schedule of what's happening and how you can donate.
Gin is J-I-N, not
G-I-N. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So, First Wednesday Photography Salon is from 6:30 to 8 at the Photo Eye Gallery at 376 Garcia Street. And the artist presenting will be Dornith Doherty and Phil Underdown. And it's basically a place to go and check out people's photographers' work.
Neato.
Yep.
What is this? Jimmy Santiago Baca on Thursday is going to sign copies of Breaking Bread with the Darkness, The poet will be at Collective Works Bookstore at 6 p.m. on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yes.
Yes. Tuesday. And I will have him on the show on Monday.
Oh, sweet. Is he going to read some poetry?
Yeah.
Yay.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
He is an awesome person and poet, and he was in prison for so long. He was incarcerated from the time he entered an orphanage, basically, at 5 years old.
Oh, wow.
And then going through reform schools and ending up in jail and then prison and then maximum security prison. And he got out at the age of 26, and he has recently celebrated more time of his life out of institutions than in.
Yeah.
But since then, he's done innumerable writing workshops for prisoners and for all kinds of people, and has just elicited incredible work. And when he was in prison, I just read his autobiography called A Place to Stand, which is crazy good. He was the voice of the other prisoners, so he would write people a poem in exchange for coffee and food and things like that.
Oh, wow.
He's an amazing person. It's definitely worth going to see. Tuesday, Collected Works.
Sweet. What is this? Oh, Callback, Santa Fe Playhouse on Thursday presents a new comedy drama by Bill Svano, I believe, is how you pronounce it, 8 p.m. on Thursday. Over there at the Santa Fe Playhouse. That is the opening gala is actually on April the 8th, but there's a performance on the 7th, and that continues through April 24th. There's a story in today's Basta Tiempo on page 20.
Who's in that?
I don't know. There's no information in front of me.
Oh.
There is, let me see, I could flip through the story, but then you would have to take over here.
I will take over for a moment. Also at Collected Works on Wednesday at 6 o'clock, Gary Nabhan reads from and signs Chasing Chilies at Collected Works. And then on Thursday at 6 o'clock, poet Brendan Constantine introduces his new poetry, Letters to Guns. And then, let's see, that's it. For further information, you can go to collectedworksbookstore.com.
Well, I knew this. I don't know why this slipped my mind. Jonathan Richards is in the play.
And Joan Darling.
And Joan Darling.
That's what I thought.
I'm just not awake yet.
Sorry. Well, no, that's okay. Joan Darling was in my favorite movie, which is The President's Analyst.
The President's Analyst.
1967, and she lives here in Santa Fe, and she's awesome.
And she's also responsible for Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman.
Is that right?
Yes. Oh. Just so you know.
I know now.
There's a lot of theater happening this weekend. There's Two Wives in India, also at the Santa Fe Playhouse. Now, this is the final weekend, kids. It's Santa Fe Playhouse and Green Shoe Productions present the comedy. It's Leslie Harrell Dillon. Have you spoken to Leslie?
Yep. We had her on the air, too.
I missed that. I'm going to have to go podcast that.
Yes,
I'm sure it's
must.
Up somewhere. Anyway, 8 p.m. performance tonight over there at the Santa Fe Playhouse. You can go to santafeplayhouse.org to find out other times. And what else? Ooh, this
Hey, Rob,
is,
your shoe's untied.
Uh-oh.
April Fool's.
Oh, man. See, I was trying to come up with some kind of a jokey joke that I could do, but everything just sounded really mean or just not politically correct, so I just decided not to do anything at all.
I didn't do an April Fool's show this year.
No?
But next year?
Next year?
Maybe.
We want to do a Pasta Tiempo next year, and we want to do maps... Like they do a map to the homes of the stars. We're going to do maps to the homes of the artists. But it's going to be totally fake.
Footsteps.
We're going to make artists up.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
good.
Well, that
And they'll all be you.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Jaka will be presenting their small acoustic format at the Cowgirl Hall of Fame on Saturday at 2 in the evening, playing mbira, bass, and chromatic marimba, and hosho, and acoustic guitar. That's all at the Cowgirl tomorrow.
Go and check out Michael Light on tonight, actually, from 5 to 7 p.m. over at Radius Books. I think I'm going to clog over there for this book signing. A photographer signs copies of L.A. Day, L.A. Night from 5 to 7 over at Radius Books, which is in the Kruger Building on East Palace Avenue. There's a story in today's Basta Tiempo. Loving this photography, and the book is just incredible. It's one of those books that like sits around the office, and everyone kind of wonder like sits around and goes, "I wonder who gets to take that home." but it's Michael Light is amazing. The stories is great, and I don't know. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna spend all night in Santa Fe today, just walking around.
Oh, good. That's a good day to do it because it'll be so warm.
Yeah, I never get to do it.
I got a note from Robert Gaylor, who has a video installation called Camilo, which means Twisted Waters, and it is on display at the New Mexico Museum of Art starting on the 8th of April. Oh, that's a week from today. Never mind, I'll read that again next week.
What is happening this week is the School for Advanced Research Colloquium Lecture Series presents the 9/11 Generation, Young Muslims in the New World Order. This sounds like a really interesting lecture. That's at noon in the Star Boardroom over on Garcia Street. There's no charge for these lectures, so
School for Advanced Research.
School for Advanced Research.
They're great.
Doing awesome work. Launch Projects is having an opening on Thursday. Interference, work by Rita Bard, Jamie Hamilton, and Lucretia Troncoso. There's a reception from 6 to 7 p.m. on Thursday, and that shows up through April. There's a lot of openings. I mean, more than I would generally assume there would be this time of year. I mean, there's always openings, but sometimes we don't hear about them.
Right.
But there are quite a few openings, especially tonight. There's one at the Public Library, the Southside Branch. There's one at Touching Stone over there on Old Santa Fe Trail. There's one at the Main Branch downtown. There's tons. Peterson Cody Gallery on Palace Avenue. A lot of stuff happening on Palace Avenue.
Cool.
So, what else is happening? You already talked about that.
I'll tell you what else is happening.
Okay.
Celebration of workers and the contributions made to raise families, support communities, and build the nation. It's basically a big event to thank those who are standing up for the working families of New Mexico, and of course in response to the national attacks on workers and unions and so on. So on Sunday at 4 o'clock at the St. Bede's Episcopal Church in Santa Fe, there will be an event with State Senator Peter Wirth, City Councilor Carmichael Dominguez, Miles Conway, Carter Bundy, both from local unions, and Ken Mayers of Veterans for Peace. And they're going to have music, and they're going to have an award-winning documentary called At the River I Stand, which is about the 1968 strike by sanitation workers in Memphis, which of course became the tragic site for the death of Martin Luther King on the 4th of April of 1968. So anyway, that's all been put together by various organizations in Santa Fe. For more information, 660-5018.
So are you a fan of Elvis?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Like young Elvis or old Elvis or just Elvis in general? Or
Elvis in general and those very short parts in the movies where he dances.
I just love
watching Elvis dance.
Where he swizzles his hips?
He swizzles.
Anyway.
It's so beautiful.
The dance station, which is... Well, that's over there on West Alameda Street. The teachers and students of Dance Station are presenting Vegas Baby. It's an Elvis showcase and performance and social dance from 3 to 5 p.m. on Sunday. So go and check that out if you like Elvis. Are we running out of time?
Yes. I don't know how this happened. I have so much more to read. I'm sorry we didn't get to everything.
I think like my watch and that clock and everything is wrong.
Amazing. Oh, well. The Santa Fe Public Schools Music Education Program is having some kind of performance tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Oh, my goodness. Well, anyway, we couldn't get to everything, but Rob DeWalt, thank you so much for being with us, speaking of the arts.
Thank you. Happy April Fool's Day.
Happy April Fool's Day to you. So, okay, you've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dot Foil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find me at facebook.com/radiocafe, and the email is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, local news, then jazz a la carta, and have a great weekend, and be happy, be safe, be peaceful.
And if you play jokes on people, make sure they're not too cruel.
Yeah, and adopt Rob DeWalt's pit bull.
Yeah, please.
Hasta la vista.